It's day 18, and now is the time to talk about wonderful victories and success. One thing I've learned in my life, that courage and bravery comes in all shapes and sizes. This is a story about courage. It's my own mom, and I just love the opportunity to share my stories with you in the hope that you will be able to relate to them. My mom had a hard life, being overweight, dieting her whole life, having her own emotional issues, and married to a guy that really didn't treat her very well. So she decided to make what we called the big move. And it took so much courage, because it's not easy just breaking away and starting a new life for yourself. Well, my mom packed a 16-year-old and 2 6-year-old boys in a car with very little money and decided, this is it. I'm going to make a life for myself. And she drove from New York all the way to Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, why'd she go to Las Vegas? My dad's a gambler. Because he wasn't allowed there. He'd been banned. Well, that lasted all but 24 hours because my mother said, there's no way I'm going to raise my children in this place. Nothing against Vegas, but it wasn't where she was raising her kids. Do you know that we backtracked from Vegas all the way to headed to Houston, Texas? And our car broke down right there at Spring Valley and Central Expressway, right in Dallas, Texas. Car was smoking. We went to the right because there was a hotel, and we stayed at that hotel for 3 weeks. Do you know that not anybody knew where we were for years? Nobody, because we knew that in order to be successful, we had to make this final clean break. Do you realize the courage it took for a mother with no money to put these kids in the car and think about why that mother is proud today? Because it gave me the opportunity to be right here, right now, talking to you. And let me tell you, I know one thing too. There's courage in every single one of us. It takes courage to embark on a program like this. And all I ask you to do is, when you have doubt, when you think, wait, maybe it's not working for me, is don't give up. Be courageous and believe and visualize, and I know you will be a success. Here's something I want to share with you. Isn't it amazing that all the food that's for free is really never the food that's really good for you? So beware of free food. All the food that's on the desk of every secretary at every office, all the food that you get at Halloween, all the food that you get in the mall, all the food that you get at Walmart, it's not always the best food. Beware of free food. You know what? In addition to being aware of free food, beware of food that just seems so easy to consume. Nuts, chips, snacks, stuff in packages. Oh my gosh, it's so easy to eat. You don't even realize that eating one cup of peanuts is almost eating 500 calories. And they're really calorically dense and high in fat and high in sugar. An example is, you go into a convenience store, you're picking out some food, you're hungry, you're eating it before you're even in the car, you're done before you even pulled out of the driveway. And what does it have in it? Fat, sugar, and calories. By now, you're seeing results in your body. Not only from the eating program, from the exercise program. Because it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. It's not who does this the hardest, it's who does this the smartest. And that's you, my friend. Keep up the good work, and I'm going to talk to you tomorrow on day 19.